At the mention of the term serial killer, the name Ted Bundy is frequently one of the first to come to mind. Between 1974 and 1978, Bundy murdered numerous young women across the United States. In 1980, he was found guilty for the murder of 12-year-old Kimberly Leach and sentenced to death. After more than a decade of denials, he eventually confessed to 30 murders, and in 1989, Ted Bundy was executed. The night before that execution, he granted an exclusive interview with Dr. James Dobson, who had served on the Attorney General's Commission on Pornography a few years earlier. Bundy had come to the realization that pornography, while it didn't cause him to commit the murders, was a major contributing factor in what he called behavior too terrible to describe. This was the main message that Bundy wanted to communicate, and he believed that Dr. Dobson would not twist the message, as perhaps the mainstream media would. During the interview you're about to see, Bundy stated, "You are going to kill me, and that will protect society from me. But out there are many, many more people who are addicted to pornography, and you are doing nothing about that." 20 years later, we offer this powerful and sobering look back at Dr. Dobson's interview. Now, the Ted Bundy story is, of course, an extreme example of the harm caused by pornography. Our intention is not to be alarmist, nor to say that pornography always leads to such deep pathology. This disturbing example does, however, serve to remind us of the untold harm.